Cornucopia Radio presents...
Across the farthest reaches of the galaxy, a great evil empire has arisen. One which threatens the existence of every living creature in the entire cosmos. Never before has there been such a need for heroes to stand up and make a difference. Because only those most noble of heart and strong in spirit are the ones who can turn back the tide. And this story tells the tale of the greatest warriors of them all. Two simple, small budgerigars on an insignificant little blue planet known as Earth, who are about to embark on an epic adventure which will save the universe. Cornucopia Radio presents The Adventures of Budge and Sundance, written by Oliver Hicks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. He's dead. He's dead, and we're going to starve.
He's not dead. Poor fella's just drunk. Very drunk. And we're not going to starve. How could we when you have the eating habits of a ballerina?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the way I eat compared to some people.
What's wrong with the way I eat?
You choke on your food.
I do no such thing. I just get a bit of indigestion.
Indigestion? I had to perform CPR on you the other day. If it wasn't for Vinnie Jones and staying feverish, you would have been pushing up daisies.
Staying alive.
What?
It's staying alive, not staying feverish.
I don't care if it's staying pop fresh.
See? He's fine.
Oi, you, fat mess, tend to our needs. Ugh, it stinks.
That's so cool.
How could this be in any way cool?
His vomit's purple.
How would you know that? Can't exactly see the floor from up here.
Well... you've got some on ya.
Oh, what? I'll never get this stain out of my feathers. I look like I've been jizzed on by a ribena berry.
Shut up, you big girl. Jeffrey Dial, it's just starting on the magic box.
Today, we'll be tracking down long-lost parents, performing a number of DNA tests, and talking to mothers who have lied to their children about their fathers.
I wonder if any of them will get hit with the chair today.
There's absolutely no way that would hold up in court. It's inadmissible as evidence.
I'd hit them all with a chair.
That DNA test is fake. That man reeks of innocence.
I really ought to hone my chair-hitting skills.
This whole thing is a farce.
I could have kids, you know.
Then may God help you. And them.
I'm serious. I could have a little nipper nested away somewhere. I was quite disturbed when I was banged up.
There's exactly two things wrong with that statement. The first, you have a hard enough time as it is getting a date with that plastic toy penguin.
Her name is Tracy.
Second, Mrs. Moffat's world of pets isn't exactly strange ways. Christ, what's wrong with him now?
He's probably just going through the five stages of drunken grief.
No, he's not. Don't say that, you moron.
It's a possibility.
Stuff that comes out of your beak should never be considered a possibility. Ever.
Look, I'm sorry, but... oh, isn't there anything I can do? No. Why?
Hello?
Listen, I'll call you back. In here.
Nah, do you want the really, really awful news?
No. No, I don't. Have you ever had one of those days?
All the time. Look, I can't find your missus anywhere.
What do you mean?
I've tried her place, her workplace, her friend's place, even your parents' place. Just because, you know, they love you so much.
Wait, you didn't?
Relax. I only told him you got completely annihilated last night. Nothing else.
Okay.
Until...
oh, come on.
I'm sorry. They just gave me this look of death. I had no choice.
Great.
You know, I think your mum was an interrogator for the SS in a previous lifetime.
Could this day get any worse?
No, I'm sure everything will be fine. By the way, what did happen last night?
Well, I'll give you the short version.
Oh, we should slow down. That's the fifth beer you've had and we haven't even knocked on the door yet.
I'm nervous, okay? Your father intimidates me.
Don't be so dramatic. He loves you.
Really? Then why do I always feel that he's armed with something sharp?
If anybody's going to be armed with something sharp tonight, I bet good money on your own parents.
Oh, crap. I forgot my mum ordered that snub nose. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare.
Why must you always do this?
Do what?
Put such a dim view on everything.
When have I ever done that?
Always. I've never seen you get excited about anything. I just hope that when you're a father...
Chelsea, please, not now.
Well, we're going to have to talk about it at some point. You're supposed to be my boyfriend, after all. Could you at least put a smile on? Daddy!
How are you, darling?
He's got a knife.
It's a pen.
We're all playing Pictionary and Harvey's parents are killing us. Well, come on in, you two, before you catch a death of cold. Gloria, our guests of honour have arrived.
Congratulations, you two, finally tying the knot.
We're both very proud of you.
Oh, God, I'm welling up.
Have you set a date yet?
Oh, it's too early for that. We're just, you know, enjoying it at the moment.
It's never too early. You have a lot to do in such little time.
That's right. The quicker you get on with it, the better.
Then when it's all over, you can enjoy what married life has to offer. Even the pitter-patter of little feet.
Well, actually...
Can't we do this some other time?
They're my parents.
Everything all right?
Oh, for God's sake, grow a backbone.
What's wrong?
I don't want to be a father.
What? You should have thought about that before we played hide...
I don't want to do this. I'm freaking out.
Maybe you two ought to talk privately somewhere.
I don't want to talk. She never lets me talk.
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Harvey, your parents are in the other room if you want to go talk to them.
Is that Harvey? What's all this arguing about then?
Oh, this is just what I need. Just what I need. I've got to get out of here. Then I ran out as quickly as I could. Got even more drunk at a local pub. Urinated on my neighbour's flower bed. Then got into a fight with some hobos over a block of cheese.
Well, that's...
In all fairness, it was a good block of cheese.
That's...
What?
That's...
What?
That's...
What, damn you, what?
That's amazing.
At least he seems to be in better spirits.
That's not him. It's his twisted mate. You know, the one who thought he could get a better reading of a budgie's pulse by sticking a pinky up its arse.
What? I don't remember that. Wait, he didn't.
You were young, so eager to impress.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
I just can't.
Why would our lad be hanging around with someone like that?
That's not the question. It's common knowledge that idiots attract other idiots. The real question is, why would a douchebag like Harvey captivate a reasonably intelligent, straight-laced woman like Chelsea?
Who's Chelsea?
His girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend?
Through sheer luck, no doubt. It's a total mystery. More puzzling than any episode of Daytime Detectives, that's for sure.
Hey! Isn't that on tonight?
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I've really messed up this time.
Certainly appears that way, mate.
I'm sure I can eventually win back the trust of Chelsea's parents. But where does that leave me with her?
No, who knows?
Oh, God. Why did I get that drunk?
If I had a penny for every time.
I wish I could turn back time.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Look, every work of fiction dictates that a mistake made in the past is only going to worsen if you revisit it from the present.
Not all fiction dictates that.
Really? Name something then. Before you say the time traveller's wife, or the Terminator for that matter, let me remind you that it didn't exactly end too well for the main characters now, did it?
What do you mean?
Well, you can't get a result without sacrifice. To sustain a new reality, the element which is out of balance within the space-time continuum must be eliminated. Ipso facto, you must die.
Well, I won't need to do all that. Doctor Who ploughs through time and space without killing himself.
Now that show's not believable. And you know it.
No story about time travel is. Oh, my head's beginning to hurt. I'm going to bed. You can let yourself out.
But why would you suspect I had anything to do with it, Mrs. McIntyre?
Because, Sarah, on the night of Snowball's death, you were eating the exact same kind of truffles that were found next to the body. Well, that's plus. You're wearing her collar.
No! You're wrong. That's merely a necklace from one of my 8 lovers.
Then why does it say Snowball?
Dum dum dum! I love this show. Great stories, awesome characters, amazing writing. It just works. What's on next?
Eggheads, I think.
Oh, I hate that show. Reminds me of a dream I had once where Daphne Fowler was Ming the Merciless.
Didn't I tell you that film would mess with your head?
I know, it's just...
What?
Sam Jones's hair. It's so mesmerising. I want it.
Good evening. This is the 7 o'clock news, and our top stories tonight are... International race car driver Raylan Cotton announces his immediate retirement today after new evidence comes forward involving an accidental sheep intercourse incident. UK Prime Minister Donald Smallwood flares up over cheese sandwich episode. The Archbishop of Canterbury declares his left bum cheek a religious artifact after claiming he saw the face of the Holy Ghost imprinted on it. And in local news, the search for missing 23-year-old Chelsea Phillips has begun.
Holy crap!
I want to blow up that planet. I'm Cronach, damn you. What? Please, wherever you are, go away.
Hiya, you've reached Chelsea.
And Harvey.
We're not here right now, so please leave us a message after the beep. Thanks.
Pick up now.
Absolutely not.
You need to now. Look, when you get this, turn your TV to the news.
Okay, what is it? Wasn't that...
Tells to freaking yes, it was.
Do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know they've been having problems.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It's probably nothing.
Maybe. It's just...
What?
Have you ever noticed certain homicidal tendencies in our owner?
Pardon?
It may seem a bit extreme to assume the worst, but...
The worst? You're suggesting the lad's a serial killer or something.
I never thought of it like that. Maybe he's killed hundreds.
Look, there's no need to...
I don't want to die.
We're not even sure if he's killed one yet. Would you just calm down?
How can I? Knowing that we could be living with Jack the Flaming Ripper.
I can't believe him.
He's a freaking douche.
I don't know what came over that crazy idiot.
He's never really been right in the head. Not even during college. He just wasn't socially compatible with other human beings.
Well, I thought by now he'd have gained some sort of responsibility for himself.
Sweetie, he's a man. Responsibility isn't exactly his forte.
Yeah.
Maybe you should face facts. Take that all-important step and dump his ass.
Well, even if I wanted to, the thought of doing this on my own is just so thought about getting rid of it. What? Christ, no, I'm a Catholic.
That's not really an answer. And if you were a true Catholic, you'd have at least have been smart enough to get a ring on your finger before making that happy mistake. Have you even thought about what you're going to do? With university, your job, your family, your... Oh, God.
God!
I take that as a no. You can't stay here forever. You're going to have to make a plan.
Oh yeah, you're so pawned, ha!
I doubt you'll be saying that after. You know what this means.
Let's say best 5 out of 8.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to play strip Tekken.
I didn't think I would be the one doing all the stripping.
I'll tell you what, you win this next round, and I'll do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Oh, you're such a freaking romantic.
I do try.
Now, who could that be?
Don't know, don't care.
Well, you better do one or the other before I go down and find out myself.
Oh, seriously? Things were just...
Answer the door!
I'm coming. I can't believe this.
I need a place to stay.
Absolutely not.
You seriously lost it?
If you'd take a minute to pull your head out of your egg, you'd realise that this is a scenario that those mystery dramas were practically training us for. What if, by some stretch of the imagination, a daytime detectives episode had become reality? What would be the next step for Jessica What's-Her-Face?
Mrs. McIntyre. Well, she'd usually get up the local sheriff's nose by being a complete nosy cow.
Wouldn't she look for clues?
I suppose, but...
But nothing. We're going to do that.
And where do you recommend we start?
I don't know. I don't see anything round here that could constitute as evidence. Maybe there's something upstairs.
Have you ever been upstairs?
No, not really.
I have. And it's horrible. It's filled with swirling pools of water and large brown squishy things that wave at you from the bottom.
That's a toilet.
Oh.
We need to go to his bedroom. We can hopefully find something concrete there.
Okay, fine. But when this turns out to be a big misunderstanding, we need to talk about your attitude towards other people.
I just can't fathom why it's this easy to beat your ass.
I'd like to think I was putting up some kind of fight.
No, sod all, actually. It's quite embarrassing, really.
Who's that?
It's Harvey. Hello? Yeah, okay.
What does he want?
He wants me to put him on speaker. Okay, you're on.
Thanks. Now, are you damn kidding me? What on earth was that?
I couldn't risk ruining game/sexy night. Now, sod off.
You rang me.
I know. I didn't think you'd actually come over.
Seriously?
Look, when one's blinded by the possibility of getting some...
You're unbelievable. Now let me in.
So, I ought to gain speed to fly up there.
Well, yes. It makes more sense that way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not exactly the speedy type.
You're not exactly the fitness type. I mean, look at you. You're huge.
I look just fine.
Your T-belly's hitting the floor.
T-belly?
You're telling me you don't drink the stuff?
I take the odd slurp of an English breakfast every now and then, yes.
Now and then? Please, that's practically your diet.
So are we going to do this or not?
Right. Try not to hit anything. You're going to have to make a hard left after you've gotten up those stairs.
Okie dokie. Wait. You are coming with me, right? Oh, come on.
It's for the best.
In what way?
If, by some slim chance, you fail, I'll know to drop this whole endeavour.
So I'm the test dummy?
Yes. Glad we got that cleared up.
Judas.
That's it. Now, charge! Go, you fat imbecile! Oh, poo.
Although there are no real leads to the disappearance of Chelsea Phillips, authorities are...
They're probably going
to
come looking for you now, mate. So you might want to...
You really want me a gun, don't you?
Damn right I do. I really do.
I don't understand what's going on. I feel like I've woken up from a nightmare only to fall back asleep into another.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, sod off.
I've got to admit, it's certainly messed up. Have you tried calling her?
She's not answering. I just hope all this can be sorted. Who would do something like this?
Someone who's obviously willing to jump to conclusions.
Sounds like something my parents would do. Do you remember the time they drove to see me in university with a survival kit and a crossbow in the boot?
Oh, crikey. They're those kind of parents.
I think Doomsday fanatics is a polite phrasing.
I only wish they were doomsday fanatics. Truth is, they're just nuts. Completely crackers. I spent 15 years trekking around foster homes just because they've been caught with 16 shotguns stashed in their basement.
I'm here now with Andrea and Daniel Smallwood, the two people who first reported Chelsea missing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When were your first suspicions about the disappearance?
Oh, God, no.
Well, it all started when my...
Suppose I'll come looking for you now, mate.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, calm down.
How can I be calm? How can I be calm? I'm freaking out.
Okay, take a deep breath. In.
What do I do now?
Don't think about that now, just...
Oh, and remember to breathe out.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, for the last time. I have to do this.
You don't have to move all the way to Scotland. Just seems a bit of an overreaction.
It's the only way.
Did you talk to your aunt?
Yeah. She said I'm more than welcome to stay with her for as long as I like.
So how long will you be staying?
Now therein lies the question.
Oh, don't go. Who will I have to talk to about my husband's concubines?
I'm sure you'll find someone.
Maybe.
Oh, I'll miss you, Munchkin.
Likewise. That boyfriend of yours is an arse.
I know.
A stupid, fat, ignoramus arse.
Maybe I'll find someone in Scotland.
Here's hoping it's Gerard Butler.
Hoping indeed.
Look who's here.
Are you both insane? What is wrong with you people?
What do you mean? We're only trying to find Chelsea.
By creating a mass countrywide search. Call it off.
Well, it's obvious she's been kidnapped.
No, it is obvious she left on her own accord. Didn't you hear me what I said?
Why would anybody kidnap themselves?
She didn't. Jesus.
Oh, what's wrong, sweetheart?
Chelsea ran out because of what happened last night.
You mean when you said you didn't want to?
Yes, did that not occur to either of you?
Well, it did, but...
We thought you eventually came to your senses about...
No, never.
Well, that's just silly. For what reason?
Because I just don't want to be a dad.
Why?
You're seriously asking me that? After the excellent parenting job you two did.
We was good parents.
Yes, you were amazing. Especially considering the numerous foster homes I ended up in.
Ugh, this again. Change the tune.
You're nuts. Completely and utterly nuts.
You're making us sound like we's monsters. We did our best.
Your best? Does your best mean possessing a small arsenal of automatic weapons?
We only had them to protect you.
Protect you from what?
Brainwashing aliens.
What?
Son, I think it's time to tell you the truth about my abduction.
Christ, you've got to be kidding me.
What's that?
It's a text. It's from Sara. I hope you're happy, you fat imbecile. She's gone to... Oh.
Look, I'm sorry, but we must press on.
You can forget that.
Oh, don't be a baby. We've got to get to Harvey's room before he comes back.
Read my beak. I'm not flying anymore.
That's physically impossible. You're a bird.
Nothing's impossible with the power of laziness, my friend.
The power of cowardice, more like.
Well, you fly headfirst into the TV, then.
And it was a miracle you didn't break it. I think the new series of Grey's Anatomy starts later. We'd miss it.
I wonder... Have you ever noticed how extremely gay you are?
Excuse me?
Well, look at you. Liberace could seem more butcher than you are right now.
I'm not gay.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Many famous people are gay.
I am not gay.
Really? What's your music tastes?
You know exactly what they are.
Barbara Streisand.
And Shirley Bassey. Elton John. George Michael. Boy George. Fred... Okay. Maybe I'm a little gay.
A little? That's like saying the Pope's a little Catholic.
Let's just watch TV.
I agree. Oh, boy, accusing someone of murder can make you a right drama queen.
And after just hours of searching for Chelsea Phillips, we now have confirmation of her location.
Wow.
Shush, you fool. We could be next.
It seems Chelsea has driven herself to Scotland after hearing news of her boyfriend refusing to act.
Well, that's a relief.
A relief. You need help. I'll call Tracy tomorrow. She's got a degree in psychology.
Tracy's a plastic penguin. Oh, forget it. Make me an appointment for next week, then.
I feel I should apologize at this point. I might have given the impression at the start of the story that this adventure was about those two birds saving the universe. This was incorrect. The universe was actually saved by two Kilsari warriors from the planet Phalanxy. The Earth didn't even know it was in danger of being destroyed. The two Budgerigars had nothing to do with anything. I just got everybody and everything mixed up when I started telling the story. I won't lie to you, I was looking at the wrong computer screen. Easy mistake to make. I feel really embarrassed, if I'm honest, but I hope you enjoyed the story anyway. And besides, that bit where the guy collapsed because he held his breath too long was funny, wasn't it? Anyway, here are the credits.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Budge and Sundance, written by Oliver Higgs. It starred Jonathan Bedford as Budge, Adam Guest as Sundance, John Allen as Harvey, Katie Richmond Ward as Chelsea, Sam Edwards as Colin, Sally Grisham as Sarah, Shanahan Jaheet as Debbie, Howard Russell as Ian and Daniel, Emily Linyard as Gloria, Kathleen Bulmer as Andrea, Phil Mason as the newsreader, Jeannie McGuinness as Miss McGlock and Miss McIntyre, and featuring Tom Wilson as the great cosmic narrator. This production was produced by Liam Bacon and Peter Beeston. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information and to discover even more amazing audio productions, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Oh, just a final bit in case you were wondering. The father really was abducted by aliens. He wasn't making that bit up. I know the alien that took him, actually. His name's Kevin.